In the days immediately following the terrorist attack on the World Trade Center, a 77-year-old man from Teaneck, New Jersey, tried repeatedly to cross the George Washington Bridge. He was turned away. But he tried again and again until finally police and military personnel waved him through. And soon enough, he was among those thousands who were putting their lives at risk in what proved to be a vain attempt to find and rescue survivors in the smoldering ruins of the Twin Towers. Brian Greenberg is a college financial planner, but on a recent morning, he felt more like a marriage counselor. The couple sitting in his office near Cherry Hill, New Jersey, was seeking advice about applying for financial aid for the man's son from a previous marriage. On a warm day last October at California's Pinnacles National Monument, a young condor, known as number 307, hopped out of its holding pen, jumped onto a snag, and took to the sky. The lion sprang upon the mouse and grabbed it in his paws. The big cat sniffed the little mouse and opened up his jaws. The mouse said, "Someday, sir, you may need a favor too. And if you're kind to me right now, then I'll be kind to you." Besides bison, these plains at the edge of the Badlands are home to deer, elk, wild horses, antelope, and several million prairie dogs. The northern part of the park is more remote, so most of the visitors head to the south. It's more convenient, and the sights are just as good. From that day on, the lion and the mouse were the closest of friends. They lived happily ever after, so I'm told. And that's the way the story ends.